One thing about business, about growing a business, is if you have a missing link in your content strategy or your sales process, you're going to leave so much money on the table and you won't even know that it's missing until you know that it's missing. And the only way you can learn that something's missing is by having someone go, wait. You don't see this, but this needs to be done here. It's time to stop spinning your wheels, wasting time, money, and energy building your brand alone on social media. Hi, I'm Sophia Spolino, the host of Social Equity, the podcast, here to help you build your own profitable personal brand, the social equity you can rely on to make the money that you deserve. Are you ready, Miss Future Millionaire? Let's get into it. My confident queers, my successful sapphics, my beautiful allies, welcome back to Social Equity. I'm your host, Sophia Spolino, and I'm so glad that you're here. Now, once you hear this episode, you're not going to be able to unhear it, and you probably will want to download this episode or send it to a friend who is trying to sell online but hasn't been successful yet at growing their brand and actually making money when they post. I'm going to be sharing the 3 secrets to selling online. It is time that you stop making it hard on yourself. And after you listen to the show, do a self audit and then shoot me a DM on Instagram and tell me what you think you can improve on, where you really feel that I pointed out a weakness so you're able to fix that missing link. One thing about business, about growing a business, is if you have a missing link in your content strategy or your sales process, you're going to leave so much money on the table and you won't even know that it's missing until you know that it's missing. And the only way you can learn that something's missing is by having someone go, wait. You don't see this, but this needs to be done here. So hopefully this episode has some eye-opening moments for you and should be pretty quick because these are the 3 secrets to selling online. Number 1, how are you helping people find you? Are you helping people find you? Let me tell you a story. One time I needed a specific type of coach's help. Specifically, I needed a Kajabi coach because at the time I was building out my first group program and I was using Kajabi. So I just literally dropped $3,000 in 5 minutes after landing on this particular Kajabi coach's profile. Actually, I will share about her because she's one of my clients, the Aileen Method. I landed on her profile and I immediately just dropped $3,000. Her profile was super clear and she was super confident that she could solve my problem. In all of her messaging, it was just obvious that she was the one to do that particular work for me. How did that happen? How did she do it that fast? SMO, social media optimization, search engine optimization, SEO, whatever you want to call it. It works. You need to optimize your profile for social media search. So for me, whenever you land on personal branding and you're searching, I'm going to come up because I have that in my namespace on Instagram, not just my handle at Sophia Spolino, but in my namespace, I actually share who I am, what I do. I even have the little rainbow emoji so people can really quickly self-identify with me as a queer person. So whenever I went to Aileen's profile, it was Kajabi coach and very confident that she could help you build her group program, build a group program. And that's exactly what I needed help with. So I quickly bought and I quickly got into my first meetings with her. And it didn't matter what her pricing was. It mattered that I knew she could help me. I really had a problem. I was at capacity with one-on-one clients. I didn't know how I was going to continue to make more money because I was capped out at about $20,000 a month. And I reached out to her and was like, look, I need some support. And boom, she was the one. Why did she get that business? Because she was like the one. She was confident in her marketing. She was very clear and she had a searchable profile. Another way to help people find you. Okay, we're still in the help them find you step. is having a real visibility strategy. Now, there's two ways that you can do this. You can strategize to go viral, or you can leverage being seen on other people's platforms and use their own visibility and their own visibility strategy. And what happens when you collaborate with other people is beyond just getting visibility, you're also getting access to their trust factor with their audience. They're like, oh, meet my friend. And they automatically have a higher level of trust for you than they would if you were just a random stranger that they happen upon in the feed. So again, you need a real visibility strategy. You can strategize to go viral for yourself, or you can leverage other people's audiences for yourself, but you need to be seen. I would still argue that you actually still need to strategize to go viral for yourself, because once people come from another platform and land on your page, like say you do leverage someone else's profitable personal brand, you go live with them, and then their followers consider following you after they tap on your profile. If you're still not very clear on who you are and your content isn't high quality and really pulling their attention as soon as they land on your profile, they may not be interested enough to follow and then become a customer. So it is important that you're always creating content that is viral worthy, because all viral worthy content is content that is so good it gets shared. And what gets shared the most? Stories, storytelling, strategic storytelling, so important to master it. If you want help with this, I can help. Just DM me the words plot twist. That is the name of my mini course, and it's juicy, juicy, juicy. I've had clients go viral from studying plot twist, which by the way is a 59-minute course, and then posting videos and going viral within 1 week. 1 week of having plot twist in their hands. If you don't have an audience yet, you need one. And if you have a big audience, you will eventually want to sell to new people too. So visibility is everything. Decide right now, it doesn't have to be complicated, what is your visibility strategy? Is it going to be to go viral for yourself right now and really strategize on what that's going to take? Or is it going to be leveraging other people's influence? And if you are balls, or should I say titties, to the wall, wild, like I am, you do both. I am all in. I am always having people on my platform and leveraging their following as well as them leveraging my personal brand. And I'm always creating high quality content that tells stories. In fact, you will probably see my story in some capacity at least, oh gosh, half the time in my feed. I'm telling a story about something I've been through. I'm using an example, and at least once a week, you're going to see a macro transformation story from me where I'm sharing the larger picture of my life and how I got to where I am. That type of content, when it reaches new people, is extremely powerful because it's helping people get to know you really quickly, expediting that trust factor again, which will lead to more sales quicker rather than having for people to get to trust you over a long, long, long period of time. You're telling your story and you're developing that a lot quicker. Again, if you need help with strategic storytelling, I am the master. DM me plot twist. Oh, and DM me plot twist. And if you DM me today, the day you're hearing this episode, this is going to go out next week. Okay, before the end of April. This is going to go soon. Before the end of April, if you DM me plot twist, I might drop you a special discount code. Okay? So DM me plot twist on Instagram and tell me about your business, and I'll see what I feel led to share. Okay. Number two, this is the second thing you need to do. The second secret to making sales online. Are you ready? The first one was help them find you through search engine optimization, through visibility strategy. And now let's talk about number two, help them trust you. Yes, you have to help people to trust you. You need to include real proof in the bread pudding reviews screenshots and video testimonials. This lets people feel safe, safe that they're making a good investment, safe that you've done this before and know what the frick you're talking about. Anyone can say they're good at something. Anyone could say they're a coach in something. The coaching industry is highly unregulated. There are people going around pretending to be good at something when they've never been good at it a day in their lives. But you know what sets you apart from people who are not being authentic and not operating from truth is sharing reviews, screenshots, and video testimonials. And when your clients are happy, they're going to love doing this. They're going to want to share from their heart. And now the struggle for you, because I know it, you're a good-hearted queer or ally entrepreneur. You don't love to share praises about yourself. It feels kind of weird at first to start sharing more social proof. Or maybe right now you've been in business for a while and you've been sharing social proof, but you need to share more. And to be honest, when was the last time that you got irritated seeing someone else's social proof shared? I never have. I actually, when I follow someone, I'm like, oh, look at what she did for this person. I love reading those success stories. And the reason we love a good success story is the same reason we love strategic storytelling videos that go viral. Because the main character starts in a valley and climbs to a mountain. That's what your clients are doing. And we connect with people first through their pain, not just their pleasure. So when we share a client testimonial and we get that client to tell our audience, hey, where did you start with before? Where did you start before you started working with me? What were you feeling? What were you experiencing? And when we get that full picture of where they were before versus where they are now, and we could clearly share, hey, in this amount of time, my client was able to achieve this. We're giving our audiences clarity and certainty, and they're going to trust us to believe in and buy from us. But first, you got to help them trust you. So that was number two. Recap, first two secrets. One, help them find you. Two, help them trust you. And three, help them buy from you. Now you might be like, Sophia, what do you mean? I mean, many of you out there have very complicated sales processes or sales processes that are just non-existent. Like you put a link in your bio and you think people are going to go to it because you just say link in bio, or you just put the keyword on your video headline, link in bio. That's simply not going to cut it. People need directions the way an 8-year-old needs to be told what to do to make sure you could leave the house on time for school. So make your sales process so simple that a child could complete the purchase and explain to their mom exactly what they just invested in. It needs to be that obvious. Tell them exactly what to DM you or exactly what you want from them. So if your sales process is a conversation that leads to a freebie, that leads to a sales call, then maybe you want to say, if you want to chat about it, or if you have any more questions, reach out to me in the DMs. My DMs are open. But for the most part, you're going to want to have a very specific keyword that you're giving them. And it's like, hey, DM me X to get X. DM me this to get access to this. Maybe it is a link for an application to join your program. Maybe it is something free that you offer. Maybe it's your masterclass, but you're very, very clear about what they're going to get when they DM you a keyword. And I would recommend having them DM you or comment a keyword over saying go to the link in my bio, because these platforms really don't like when we take people away from their platform with the links. They'd rather us have those conversations in the DM, and it's one more step that we're keeping people on the app. And if you do have their information and you do get them to DM you, you've got that point of contact. They didn't just go look at the sales page on their own and then go off the sales page, and then you're not able to follow up. If you have them DM you first, then you know that they were interested And then you're able to have a conversation about where they're at and where they want to be going, so you can have a sales conversation beyond just having a link that is dropped or a link that they just tap on. Are you picking up what I'm laying down? Anytime someone reaches out to you and is interested in you, you need to take full advantage of that lead and serving them to your greatest ability and making sure that if they didn't buy this time, you're retargeting them. Or you're able to offer them something different. Maybe they don't buy one of your programs, but they're a better fit for another program. If you had them just go to the link in your bio, you're not getting to have a conversation and know what's going to be best for them. So make sure that you are bringing them to the DM so you do start to build the relationship. And then if one program is not the right fit or investment price point, then you can suggest something else. Now, if you're just getting started, you can do this whole process manually where people DM you something and you drop a link. Even if you're doing it manually, I highly recommend using the text replacement feature in your phone where you can type in a link. For instance, I have a link that I just type in pod, P-O-D-D with two D's, and it populates the entire link for social equity. I also have it for Apple, but A-P-P-L-E-E. So when I type Apple with two E's, it delivers my podcast link on Apple. And same for Spotify with two Y's. It delivers my Spotify link with two Y's. So that way I'm not having to copy and paste back and forth all day links, because that can be very exhausting. However, that's not how I operate anymore at all. We use AI in the very beginning to start the conversation and then take over. So I've always had a keyword trigger the first message for me, then I'm able to chat with anyone who reaches out. So if you have a large audience, this is going to be the solution for you. You're going to want to use something like ManyChat. And you'll want to plug in some keywords. And when people reach out and your DMs or comment that keyword, then they're going to get an automatic message. That doesn't mean that they're chatting with an AI bot. They can still chat with me. They can still chat with you. But that first message is delivered, so they don't have to wait. Say they were reaching out to get a specific link to your podcast or a specific link to free training. You could have the AI ManyChat just reach out and automatically send that link, and then you're able to continue the conversation from there. Okay, let's recap. Number one, help your audience find you. Make it easy for them. Because if you make it easy for them, you're already positioning you as the expert with that search engine optimization, with how you title yourself and how you carry yourself in your social media. And when they land on your page, if they're hungry enough, like I was, they just might drop $3,000. And two, help them trust you, because the proof is in the pudding and we need to see it. So you need to share social proof. There is no exceptions to this. Always be sharing what your clients have shared with you, and always be drawing out testimonials from your clients. Don't be afraid to ask for them. Number three, help your audience buy from you. Make your sales process so simple that an 8-year-old could do it. Make sure it's super clear what you're asking of them, that they know the exact keyword that you're asking them to submit via comment or DM, or they know exactly what you want them to share as soon as they slide into your DMs. Maybe you're asking them to share specific questions, to share their specific experience with something. Whatever that is, be super clear in your call to action. Okay, now after hearing the three secrets, I'm curious, can you identify where you can do better in your business, where you can do better posting on social media, where you can do better checking on the sales flow? Can you identify? If you can, awesome. I've done my work here. And if you feel like you need some support further, I'm always a DM away. If you have questions, these are the things I teach. Everything that I just shared here, I go really in depth with the women in my program on SMO, content that converts, sales strategy, and having a real sales process that works. I am a DM away. So if you are like, Sophia, I need help with sales strategy. Or Sophia, I actually don't know what I need help with, but I need help with something because I've been building my business and I'm not seeing the real revenue that I want to make. Awesome. I'll be happy to help you and point you in the direction of the free training that is right for you. I really want to challenge you to audit yourself. Where are you not helping them find you? Where are you failing to help them trust you? Where do you have leaks in your sales flow and you're not helping them buy from you? Now that you know better, go out there and do better. Okay, that's it for today, my queer and ally friends. But as always, hold the vision, build your brand, and go out there and get what you want. Congratulations for listening to another episode of the Social Equity Podcast. Every moment you invest in building your brand is contributing to your social equity. If you're an exhausted coach or service provider, or you're just getting started building your brand from scratch, I can't wait to give you the first steps to go from 0 to 5K months and advance to 10 to 20K months. But why should you take my word for it? Well, I've spent over 9 years in the industry, amassing over 350,000 followers across platforms like Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube, as well as hosting a top charting podcast, building a successful service provider business, and coaching powerful women to build purposeful, profitable personal brands. So yeah, you should lean in and listen to the social media secrets, sales tips, marketing strategies, and mindset hacks I share. I want to help you build your dream business that makes real money, leveraging the power of a personal brand on social media. Because you're ready to quit wasting time on content that isn't working and start bringing in the money you deserve as a purpose-led coach or service provider, sharing your gifts with the world. So for a limited time, I'm giving away your first steps to go from 0 to 5K months and advance to 10K to 20K months. Grab my newly revamped Profitable Personal Brand Blueprint, the proven framework to build yourself a personal brand that motivates, inspires, and sells so that your business can thrive the way it should. Just go to the link in the show notes. To ask me questions in real time, join me on Instagram Live for the live podcast show. The schedule is always posted on my profile. My handle is @SophiaSpellino. And if you're tired of posting without a reliable strategy and posting without maximal profit, just like many of my clients were before, then you want to join the Profitable Personal Brand 6-month coaching program. Many of you asked how you can get me to coach you on building a profitable personal brand like the one I have. That's why I designed this coaching program, so you could have me coach you, guide you, and mentor you. This is for female coaches, service providers, and entrepreneurs who want to be known for purposeful work and build an extremely profitable personal brand on social media without wasting time. Whether you're a novice at creating or you're feeling stuck hitting a plateau in business that once had consistent revenue and need guidance, support, and coaching to get to your next level, book a strategy call to speak with either me or my team to see if we'd be the right fit to work with each other inside of the Profitable Personal Brand 6-month coaching program. Mind you, I am very selective and this coaching program is not for everyone because I'm only taking on serious, purpose-driven, and committed soul sisters inside of my community. If that's you, book your free strategy call now. The link is in the show notes. And if you feel yourself come alive and get excited to take radical responsibility for building your social equity, your personal brand that no one can take from you, leave a 5-star rating with a kind review wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to share the show with a powerful woman you know. And remember, with a positive mindset and a profitable personal brand, all things are possible. So go get up and go get what you want.